Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Vredestein Penza AT. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday on Fox Sports Radio at noon to 3 Eastern, 9 a.m. to noon Pacific. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Fox Sports Radio or FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go, hour two. It's a Monday, live in Los Angeles. It's The Herd. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening, thanks for making us part of your day. Hope you had a great weekend. I was home this weekend, working out, hanging out. He went to a big wine auction, J-Mac did, on Saturday night. Thought about going, but I wanted clarity for tonight. Be a little fuzzy for a couple days after that. Wine doesn't agree with me. I had a couple good cold beers over the weekend.
I was able to rally from a hangover, slight hangover, and play in a hoops league game last night. We wrecked some guys by 25.
Oh,
our team is so stacked. Big showdown in 2 weeks with the other good team.
Everybody's talking about it.
Yeah.
Dude, in your social circle.
We're going to be 10 deep, going full court pressure.
Well,
remember the UNLV Rebels? The Runner Rebels? The swarming? That's us.
Okay. So we call it Colin Right, Wrong, Plenty of Both on a Monday. We are moving into June now and mid-June and the weather. It's a good time to be a sports fan. Here we go.
Where Colin was right.
Well, we said we felt the Nuggets were deeper, more talented, would win the game, the series in five, six games. They also cracked Miami's zone. One of the reasons we like Denver, we said that Eric Spoelstra won't have the importance or the leverage that he did against Joe Mazzulla and the Celtics, where we felt Spo would win two or three games himself, a coaching mismatch. Michael Malone's very good. They've cracked the Miami zone. Nuggets are winning by an average of 9 points. So where the coaching is much more of a draw, Spo's probably viewed as better. You know, he's got a lot of success in his wallet. The coaching matchup kind of neutralizes Miami's edge, and Denver's just got more really good shot makers.
Where Colin was wrong.
Jamal Murray has almost elevated, I think, from Devin Booker, and I always considered him kind of the same guy, get points, but he's become a playmaker. He has 10-plus assists in each of his first four final games. That's never happened. Not even Magic Johnson did that. So that's record stuff. He's averaging over 23 a game, shooting over 41% from three. That's not staggering. He can score. That's never been a question. But he's become a playmaker, and we always think of Jokic as the playmaker on this team. So between Jokic and Jamal Murray, both being elite scorers and elite playmakers, this is not just a good team, maybe not just a very good team. It becomes a great team very quickly.
Where Colin was right.
Well, we thought that Aaron Rodgers in New York would be challenged, would be more energized, and would probably work a little harder at OTAs. Well, what do you know? It's newfound, newly attentive, newly energized Aaron Rodgers, and here he was this weekend.
The on-the-field stuff was really important as we start to work through some of the adjustments and signals and just kind of being the other voice in the room with Hack in the installs and in the QB room. It was a lot of fun, actually. The last 6 weeks have been about the most fun I've had in a while. So it's fun to come to work and be excited about what we're doing.
Green Bay got stale. This Aaron, a much better version.
Where Colin was wrong.
I love Jimmy Butler. I consider him a go-to guy if you're in the finals, but things have changed. It may be called Aaron Gordon, but he looks tired. He looks a little overwhelmed. His plus-minus is awful. He's averaging 21 per game and shooting like 35% from threes. So the reality is, as much as we like Jimmy Butler, it feels a little bit like Jason Tatum in the finals last year. A lot of minutes. Both ends, looks a little overwhelmed and tired. He looks gassed. Wrong on this one.
Where Colin was right.
Bryce Young has already been named starter for the Carolina Panthers. We're not even close to camp, right? That was my prediction, that Frank Reich, really good offensive coach, understands how to deal with quarterbacks, didn't waste any time like the Bears did with Justin Fields, isn't getting in his way like Belichick is, not waiting to start him like Mike Tomlin, defensive coach, did with Kenny Pickett. Frank Reich gets offense, he gets quarterbacks, and Bryce Young was a three-year starter at a profoundly good high school in Southern California, a two-year starter with Bama in the SEC, five big years of football, a lot of reps, a lot of starting, he's ready to go.
Where Colin was wrong.
You know, I always thought if I was a wide receiver, the rigid defensive culture of New England would not be attractive. But the story this morning is DeAndre Hopkins has not only visited the Patriots, he's really interested. You know what? This works, it fits, and I kind of want to see it. I just don't think the Patriots have the pop to beat the Jets, the Bills, or the Dolphins in that division. And I think New England knows it. This would be a substantial move, and the kind of move I would love to see. Kind of surprised he's this close to going to New England.
Where Colin was right.
Defensive coaches, they can't help themselves. What did the Bills do this offseason? Did they try to finally shore up the offensive line? No. The Bills recently added Leonard Floyd and extended Ed Oliver. Defensive line help. Yet the offensive line remains the weakness. They now are spending the second most in the league on defense. They can't help themselves. The issue with this team, even against Cincinnati, they can't sustain drives. They're too Josh Allen dependent. The O-line and the run game are inconsistent. They did draft the tight end, Dalton Kincaid, I like. They have also added to the running back room. But watch where teams with defensive coaches spend their money. Seattle, Pittsburgh, the Chargers, the Bills. They're not winning Super Bowls. Sometimes they just don't get it. They can't help themselves.
Where Colin was right.
The LIV Tour has officially merged with the PGA Tour. I didn't have to agree with Saudi Arabia's history. Don't have to love everything about them, but stars matter. And when Phil Mickelson and Brooks Koepka and Dustin Johnson left, I said, golf is in the TV business. Golf's in the entertainment business. Now that Tiger's no longer dependable in his prime, you need stars. They don't have them. They started losing money, reportedly multiple major sponsors, who also have connections doing business with Saudi Arabia, pulled out, and the PGA needed the LIV Tour because they needed their stars back. All right, Colin Wright. Colin Wrong. On a Monday, let's bring in Rick Bucher as we have the potential of the NBA season, at least the basketball version, on the floor ending tonight. We made this comp that you would know well earlier in the show, that Andrew Wiggins and Aaron Gordon, top five picks, go to a bad culture.
Yeah.
Teenagers asked to carry a franchise. Yep. It's too much. Both good athletically, defensively, go to better cultures. And literally the Wiggins on Tatum last year is like, whoa. And then Gordon on Butler. And I think Aaron Gordon is one of the most valuable teammates. And I thought Wiggins last year and Gordon this year,
He's
become a huge problem for Miami. His length, his size, his physicality, has he not?
No question. I mean, look, he's the highest draft pick on that Denver Nuggets roster. He's the number four pick. And his willingness, and yet some guys can be picked high, but they're not franchise players. They're not cornerstone players. And so he's been put into the perfect role as the third guy, much like Wiggins, same situation. And sometimes you get guys that are capable of doing that or willing to do that in order to win. And some guys aren't. They're stuck on, no, I'm a star, and it needs to be built around me, and they end up never getting close to a championship. David West, you remember David West, the power forward. He was paired with Chris Paul in New Orleans, and I think he played in Indiana. And then he went to San Antonio and Golden State. And I had a chance to talk to him about this very thing. And he goes, I realized that if I was one of the main two players, I was not good enough to win a championship. And I wanted to win a championship. So I was willing to take a lesser role and pick an organization where I thought that I could contribute. And I can't help but feel like Aaron has made the same decision. And now you get to see some of the talent that made him the number four pick and why Orlando thought he might be a cornerstone player. Because he can make those plays in certain situations. You just can't expect him to make it all the time with all the attention on him.
You know, it's interesting. If you look at great teams, all-time great teams, mm-hmm. you generally have, you know, you've got a transcendent star, a Duncan, an MVP-level high-end player, Tony Parker, and then a perfect role player, like an all-time role player, Manu Ginobili.
I'd flip Manu and Tony, but the point still made, yes.
Okay, and then even Shaq and Kobe, power score, perimeter score, and then very high-end players who are known for other things.
Yep.
You start looking at Denver, and they have mowed through the playoffs. Of the 16 teams, one has mowed through it.
Yeah.
You have arguably the most important player on the planet at center.
Yep.
Jamal Murray now is not only a scorer, he's an elite playmaker.
Yep.
And one of the best defensive players in the league.
Mm-hmm.
If Brown and Michael Porter are end of the starting, you know, if they're rotational or end of the starting, are we looking at a great team?
Yes. Yeah. And all of them are at the right age. I mean, they're all in their prime. Jokic is 27. I think Gordon is 27. I mean, all these guys are kind of in their late 20s. So, yeah, they have that. They have this opportunity. They've got a little bit of what Golden State had, which is they've changed the game. Like with a point center in Jokic, now I expect that teams are going to be looking to find athletic seven footers who might be able to match up with him to make the game difficult or find some sort of wrinkle that is going to have an answer for Nikola Jokic.
This is really interesting. And I'm kind of putting you on the spot. I'm putting myself on the spot because I'm trying to think of something really quick before I ask the question. But great teams not only change the game, the Warriors, the league literally goes, we got to copy that. But great teams also end the previous dynasty. Golden State physically can't match up with this team.
Right.
Draymond Green's too small for Jokic. It's almost like you knew Nirvana was legendary because they made hair bands look silly. like the hair band, you're like, no.
Yeah.
Like the Pearl Jams and the Nirvanas not only were great and changed the game to grunge, but they kind of made the previous rock stars look silly. Denver now, like if you're Golden State, you have to get bigger. You cannot compete with this team, right?
Yeah. Well, then that's where Joe Lacob's confidence that we can do this again or we can replace all the pieces. It's like, no, you can't replace the pieces. I mean, maybe you can, but that's not going to get you there. You have to reinvent yourself. And I just don't think that there's enough credit given to how lucky the Warriors were that everything came together the way it did. They didn't construct Draymond, Clay, and Steph with an overview of what they were going to become, that they were going to become the great small ball team.
Right.
I mean, they signed DeAndre Jordan, if I'm not mistaken, to an offer sheet.
Yeah,
right? They went after Tyson Chandler, and Tyson Chandler says, nah, you guys aren't good enough
for me.
So
they were going to go big.
Yeah, they went after Dwight Howard. I mean, they tried to do that. They tried to hire Stan Van Gundy. I think, they offered him the job. So this idea that that there was some master plan to get Steve Kerr and like all of that, No, it came together, and it was a very unique combination. And I would say in some ways, the same with the Nuggets. Like, they didn't know what they had in Jokic.
They didn't know Gordon would be this good.
They didn't know Aaron Gordon would accept this role.
I read one of the assistant coaches saying, we knew he was good. We had no idea it was this good.
Yeah, here's the biggest thing. When the number four pick in a draft, drafted higher than anybody else, lottery pick, says, I'm willing to be a defensive stopper. I'm willing to play a role.
That was Wiggins.
I'm willing to come in and do this. The message that sends everybody else is as powerful as Kobe going to the redeem team and going, hey, no, you know what? Don't worry about getting me shots. I'm just going to defend. And everybody's like, what? Oh, this guy, all he cares about is winning. That's the most powerful message that Aaron Gordon could send to the Denver Nuggets for a team, by the way, that really, outside of KCP, none of these guys have ever won a ring. That's the most amazing part of this. Like, they're figuring it out as they go collectively.
Right.
Never. And KCP's was in the bubble, which is totally different than, like, okay, so how do we deal going on the road and hostile environment and up whatever you are? Like, they have no previous knowledge of how this works, and yet they found a way to get it done.
Yeah, they are really, of the 16 playoff teams, they are rolling.
They are rolling, and it's why if I'm Damian Lillard, I'm anybody in the, like, I'm, you know what? Denver, Sacramento, Memphis, with Denver clearly above those others, but there are some young teams coming in the West, and I look at the East as being the most vulnerable.
Yeah, it is interesting when you look at the great teams all time. They not only excel, but they make the previous dynasty look small, fragile, misguided, poorly constructed.
Yep.
I look at Golden State against this team, and I'm like, oh, it's not close.
Yeah.
Like, that, none of your tricks work against this team.
It's also the chemistry of this team. Like, yeah. Everybody is happy in their roles. Nobody's, you know, even Michael Porter Jr., who has struggled, right? I see him trying to rebound because his shot's not falling.
Yeah.
You can't put a price on guys that are willing to put their egos aside and say, how can I help us get there?
Yeah. I want to talk about, I said this, Chris Paul makes $5 million a year with State Farm, $8 million a year Jordan Brand, made $360 million or close to it with money.
Mm-hmm.
He's becoming the best guy never to win a title. And when I hear Woj say it's the Warriors are in the conversation, or I hear somebody say it's the Lakers, and people say, well, you can get him for a steal.
Yeah.
A, I don't buy that.
Yeah.
The idea the Lakers would say, we're going to pay you nothing, come off the bench. Not going to work.
Yeah.
But I don't think those fit. There are. I think Phoenix, actually, if he came back at a reduced role, it fits for him.
Mm-hmm.
I think I think Phoenix is perfect. They don't, you know what? He's not a great defender anymore, but they've got a rim defender. You can go find somebody in the market. When you hear the Chris Paul stuff, it feels like, I want to say, Chris, you made enough money.
Yeah.
And you've made $500 million or close to it. Whatever you made, $400 million.
Yep.
Go choose the team, the roster that needs you, not the brand play, the Warriors and the Lakers.
Yeah, that makes sense, especially at this point in his career. I mean, I think he's going to be 38 next year. Like,
I do think Phoenix works.
Phoenix works. I would say Boston would work.
Yes.
Right? But it has to be someplace a little bit like what the Clippers' idea was, which is if we know some of our talent is injury prone. But if we have enough of it, we don't have to play them 75 games to make the playoffs. We can play them 55, 60 and have them ready for the postseason. And if they're healthy at the right time, we're good. That's what Chris Paul has done everything he can to maximize his physical ability at his advanced age, much like LeBron. But there's just a point where there's only so much you can do. And there's only so much you can squeeze out of that stone. And he's at that point. So, yeah, some place where they can preserve him for the end of the year is the place that he needs to go. And I think Phoenix is potentially that.
Boston
is potentially that. You know, after that, it's hard to imagine him having the right size role, a role big enough that he feels like I am contributing and I'm meaningful.
Because he's already taken a major pay cut if he goes to these places. Then you're asking him to come off the bench?
Yeah. Yeah.
That doesn't work for me.
Yeah. No, it's, and I don't, and at this point, I don't know whether he's willing to take that huge pay cut. Everybody just assumes.
Right.
We will see. He's going to, no matter what, because he loses half of his salary that he was due this next season.
One of the only advantages in any sport to getting rolled, like in a finals or a big conference finals. Now, Boston didn't get rolled, so Boston's probably telling themselves the Celtics, let's bring it back.
Yep.
But when you get like Milwaukee, oh my God, rolled early.
Yeah.
We got to rearrange the deck chairs.
Yep.
Miami's getting rolled here, and they're shrinking if they lose tonight. And the one thing that feels really obvious to me is I love their defensive guys. I love their culture. Yeah. They need a shooter.
Yep.
So the Dame thing works, right?
I the more I thought about it, the more it's perfect for both ends. And I have been one who has
both
said...
both ends.
Yes, because I've said that Damian shouldn't have to go ring chase. If he didn't want to ring chase, if he wants to stay in Portland, people don't understand how much he's giving up if he leaves Portland to go to the Lakers or Philadelphia or some of these other top teams. But if he goes into Miami, no one's going to dispute that he's the biggest star on that team. That's the benefit of what's happening with Jimmy Butler right now. Like Damian doesn't lose the opportunity to be number one. Because that's what he has in Portland. Whatever Portland's, I mean, you look at what he's paid, the endorsements he has, the shoe deal he has. It's requisite with guys like, well, it's greater than Devin Booker, Karl Anthony Towns, Paul George. Guys who have basically done as much as he has, but he's done it and gotten all the credit because he's been the guy in one place doing it. So the reason that it works for Portland is because he's going to make $50 million each of the next 2 years, and an average, I think, of like $60 million the 2 years after that. Again, I mentioned all those teams in the West. Is Portland playing for a title?
No,
no matter what they do
no.
with this number three pick?
Their best players after him are all kids.
So at this point, you got the number three pick. It seems like the ideal time to hit the reset and to open up the books. And if you can move Damian's money out.
Get Tyler Hero. You wouldn't
Tyler Hero, Gabe Vincent, probably Kyle Lauer to make the numbers work or whatever. And most Portland people are going to go, for Damian? Are you kidding me? It's like, look, Damian has given you years of service.
Also in the history of the league, when you trade a star, you lose the deal. So, I mean, you do.
Yes.
So,
yes.
The best you can hope for is the number three player becomes a star in 4 years.
Yep.
But in the short term, you always lose the deal.
Yep.
Long term, you have a chance to make it up if draft picks hit.
Yep. And the other part is you do a solid by Damian. This has Damian saying, I want out and I want to go to Miami.
Yeah.
Then you can make that work for less. And I think Portland would have to do
it. If Miami did that.
People in Portland right now are pulling their hair
again,
out, man. They're going insane.
You don't have to give up your three pick. Tyler Hero is a shot maker. You've needed a wing forever. Go get one.
Yep.
There's ways to make this less painful.
Yep.
And again, if the number three player becomes Scoot Henderson, you got your point guard for the future.
Yep.
So you'll lose for the first 2 years of a trade. You can win year three on if the draft picks hit.
Yeah, so, and look, if you're looking at the West, I talked about how strong it is at the top, but the rest of it's soft. You can still make the playoffs with a young aggressive team. Again, like you get that money off of your books, and you can turn the page, and the expectations are reduced. And again, the bottom line is like, are you going to get any further with Damian at this point?
No.
So, you know, turn the page. Move on and do right by a guy who's done right by you.
If Miami went and got him,
I put him right at the top.
So I think we all do.
Yeah.
I think everybody kind of feels like it's exactly what they need.
Yep.
The standards are high. Dame's a world-class guy. He is what they need. And by the way, you got a couple of young shooters that you probably don't want to resign that would make it work.
Well, not only that, but the East. I mean, look at Boston.
So if Miami made
flawed.
The move,
does
Boston stay put?
That's a great question.
Because Miami
That's
is
a great question.
Absolutely better with Dame.
I would say no, they would not. They would do something. Now, they might not do something right away. They might wait till the trade deadline. But Brad Stevens has demonstrated that he's reluctant to change any. I'm gonna add pieces to my roster. I'm gonna add pieces to my coaching staff. Like, I'm gonna patch what I have as opposed to rip something off and replace it. So in most cases, I would think you would have to have an answer, but I would not be surprised if Boston didn't. But Milwaukee needs to do something. Like that's what I like about Dame going to the East, is that the top teams, Philadelphia, who knows if they've got James Harden. Around Giannis, Milwaukee is old. Boston's core, too, I'm not convinced is a championship core. And Miami has demonstrated what they can do with less. Man, I just think if you add Damian to that, who fits their culture so perfectly.
Yeah. And his weakness can be masked. He's not a good defensive player. That's okay. Butler and Bam are.
Yeah.
That's not their issue.
And it's not for lack of effort. I would imagine Miami will make him a better defensive player.
Rick Bucher, I was going to call you for cigars last night. I was sitting there at 5:30, and I didn't go to the wine auction with old bougie guy over here, so I thought, I want to have cigars. I was going to make a cocktail, call you over, and then I'm an idiot because we can't tonight because we need clarity to watch the game.
Yes.
Tomorrow night. The Herd Grotto.
We're on. What are you? You're firing up the grill?
I'll fire up the grill. I'll provide the cigars.
Really?
Yeah. No, I'm going to go all in. If you didn't live down there in Bougieville, up here with the regular folks.
Did you just say the Herd Grotto?
Yeah.
The last time I heard Grotto was associated with the Playboy Mansion. Well, is there something popping off that I need to know about?
It has nothing to do. It's not similar to that, I can assure you. All the grottos, that's the one that's least like my house.
Can I hit you with a random one?
First, I need to know, did you drink before you played last night?
I did not. I drank Saturday night.
Heavy. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, how about this one? Udoka is now coaching in Houston.
Yes.
Let's say they whiff on Harden, and they whiff on this Kyrie Irving nonsense that your buddy Mark Stein is floating, which is total garbage, by the way.
Now he's
what if Udoka says, I want to get one of my guys from Boston. I'm going to go get Jaylen Brown. I'm going to make Jaylen Brown my one, and I'm going to see if I can put together a poo-poo platter for Boston of Kevin Porter, Sengun, and the fourth pick, and like whatever else salaries. Is that something Brad Stevens would entertain? Kevin Porter could be like a bench guy. He'll fall in line. Sengun, a smart, cerebral big who's in the mold of Jokic but not quite there. Is that something? Plus the fourth overall pick. Could Boston be entertained?
That's it, because Horford's getting old.
Good Lord.
That's a lot.
Wait, is that a lot to give up?
That's a lot to give up.
Sengun, Porter, and four for Jaylen Brown?
Yeah. Sengun.
Jaylen Brown's a second team.
Sengun is legit. And the number four pick, that feels like a lot.
They still got Jabari Smith. They got Jalen Green.
You can't win with kids in this league. Houston's 8 years from a title if these guys hit.
I understand that, but we're now anointing Jalen Brown as some vanguard veteran who's going to lead
arguably,
a team. Like,
he wasn't Brown arguably the second best player in the finals, or maybe like 1B to Tatum last year?
Well, a turnover to assist, I think, he's also not as good defensively as it feels like 3 years ago he's a better defender. I like him a lot.
Yeah.
I don't like him.
I like him a lot, too. I just, like, we're elevating him to cornerstone of a team.
We don't know what he can be.
If you could take tomorrow Jamal Murray or Jaylen Brown, who would you take? I would take Jamal Murray. He's a better offensive player.
You know, I love Jamal Murray, but
it's an offensive league.
Well, if he's your number one, though, I don't know how dominant you are. What 6'3" guards are dominant in the league?
That's fair.
You know? When you got Jokic, it's nice.
But again, this go like the Warriors comparison. Like, you can take individuals and take them apart and go, they're not nearly as good individually.
Yeah.
But you put them together. You put Jokic and Murray together.
Yeah.
And now you have something special.
No, it's all-time stuff. The once Jamal Murray becomes not only a scorer, but like Jokic, he's now a playmaker? That's a great team. Both guys are 10-plus assists and 23 points. Like, okay, now we're talking about like all-time stuff. That just doesn't happen.
People don't go crazy when I make this comparison, because I'm not saying that Jamal Murray is Steph. But I saw Steph go through the same evolution in terms he was a scorer. And then KD comes in and Klay blows up. And Steph really wanted to prove that he could be a point guard, not just a scoring guard. And it changed the way you had to play against him. I've seen Jamal Murray go through that same evolution in these playoffs, because he wasn't. He's shown me things about being able to play make when he can't score and still impact the game, and even defensively.
I thought he was Devin Booker, and then I'm like, wait, Devin Booker's not that. Like, he feels like he, and Devin Booker's great, but it feels like I always felt they were scorers, and that's kind of what they were, not great defenders.
Yeah, that's a good.
But once he's a playmaker and a scorer, it's like, okay, that's a different player.
Yes.
That's a different level than Booker.
And if Devin could take that next step as a playmaker, I think he'd be even better than Jamal, because
I think athletically he's.
Yes. When Devin gets going, like Jamal, you saw it in the last game.
Yeah.
Like they trapped him. You can take him away as a scorer. Right.
Yes, you
can. I don't know that you can take Devin away as a scorer. Well,
but
right?
If you move off from Chris Paul, doesn't Booker maybe go into the Jamal Murray role in Phoenix? I don't know Frank Vogel's history. Does he want like the big combo guard, or does he like a pure point guard to run the show?
The league is moving more into a positionless league. It has for 10 years. Yeah. I mean, Austin Reeves isn't a pure point. Lakers love him. He's a guard.
Yep.
He just can do off ball with ball. He's just kind of a guard.
Yep. You have to be able to do both at a high level for your team to go someplace.
All right. Tomorrow night, the Grotto.
Set. Ooh. I can't wait to find out what kind of cigars we're having.
Oh yeah, we don't like your wine auction. We don't do second tier.
I'm out on tomorrow, guys. Sorry, I have to take out the trash and fold laundry. So
want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Good to have you in today. Simply Safe never rests on its laurels. 2-for-1 smoke and CO detector. Check it out. SimplySafeColin.com. 20% off. J-Mac with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
All right, let's get to some news on the NBA front. Just breaking here. Tyler Hero is expected to return tonight. He's been upgraded to questionable. Wojnarowski is saying he will suit up, and Miami maybe gets a 20-point-a-game score for Game 5 in hopes of a Hail Mary comeback.
Good luck.
Hero's been out since the first round with a broken hand. So, Colin, two ways to look at this. So this is a guy they gave a 4 years, $120 million to. Remember, Tyler Hero. So a lot of Dame trade speculation.
Right.
Could this be a Tyler Hero showcase game? Hey, well, hey, by the way, remember this guy. He's really good.
Wait, it's so funny you mention that, because did I bring this up to you last week? I think they were worried about playing him.
Mm-hmm.
Their feeling was if he comes out and does not look ready to go, Portland's going to be like, the guy can't play. So I think what they're saying tonight is he may play. He's ready. If they don't play him and they lose, they can say to Portland, he was ready to play.
Yeah.
He's not. If he never sniffs playing, Portland can say, we got damaged goods. How do we know he'll ever be the same? So saying we may play him and not playing him is enticing.
Yeah.
Playing him and he lays an egg tonight and goes 3 for 18.
Yeah.
Portland's like, he ain't the same guy, and we don't want him in the deal.
And there's the risk of re-injury. You know, you don't want an injury. He's rushed back. I mean, I don't know how long it takes. I've never had a broken hand. Have you? I don't.
Nope.
What is that? Like, is that? He's been out only for like 6 weeks. He rushes back, gets hurt again, and then like you said, damaged goods.
Like Tyler Hero is on the trade docket to me because this team doesn't lack shooting. But what they lack is star power. Dame is that. Tyler Hero's not. So my takeaway is Tyler's going to be in a trade pack. Very likely.
I guess the pushback from Portland would be, do we really need another guard? You know, we shipped CJ McCollum out. Now we're getting rid of Dame. We got Shaedon Sharpe. We got Simons. What are we doing with another guard? That's the Portland argument.
Well, the dynasty for the Warriors, they have several guys who could shoot. I think it's a legitimate argument.
If you're Portland, do you say, you know what? We would love to do a deal. Bam Adebayo must be in it. When you're ready to put him in, call me back.
That's not nearly as attractive. I want Bam, Butler, and Dame. That's a title team. But you got to have size in the East because you got Giannis.
Yeah.
You got Embiid, and you may have to play Jokic again. You can't go tiny. If you want to win championships, Bam Adebayo becomes really valuable. Like a big, can run, plays hard, excellent defender.
And there is the crazy scenario where Hero comes in, goes off for 27 points, Heat steal a win in Denver. Oh, look, Tyler, here's the reason we're bad.
Even if they lost, if he scored 27, it's like, this guy's a bucket. Yeah.
All right, next up, let's go to Dame Lillard. Dame Lillard trade rumors. Plenty of teams have been thrown around about possible trade partners. And the biggest one is one NBA exec is saying the Phoenix Suns, with Devin Booker, Kevin Durant, somehow could acquire Dame Lillard. Colin, I've been looking at the Suns roster.
It doesn't work.
What do they have that Portland would want?
Well, the other thing is, Booker's not an elite defender. Either is Ayton. Kevin Durant is limited because of games played. They can't have a defensive liability. Yeah. Like, that's not what they need. What they need, you know, they're not going to get it. What they need is an Aaron Gordon. And then Phoenix is, they need a defense. You can't win right now if you're Phoenix. So Ayton will become a better defender because of Frank Vogel. Yeah. That's, by the way, that's where Chris Paul does have some value staying in Phoenix. He can defend in spots.
Okay, hold on. If I'm Portland and Miami calls me and says, hey, Tyler Hero's yours. And if I'm Phoenix and I call Portland, I say DeAndre Ayton is in the package. Who would you rather have for Portland, Ayton going forward or Hero going forward? Different positions.
I think I like... I'd like Ayton's size.
Really?
He runs the floor. He's not a great... DeAndre Ayton can give you 15, 16 a game. He's size. You know, big matters now. I mean, I'm looking at Denver, and I keep coming back to this. If you're watching Denver in the West, they're not getting smaller. Like, is this the new small ball? This is the new tall ball. You can't get through the West. Jokic, Porter, Gordon, ball to tall ball. Their length is a nightmare if you're a small team.
I've been holding on to this one. I was going to drop it during Bucher. So you mentioned two guys who were top five picks who were instrumental. Wiggins moves on. Huge as like a number three. He was a number one in Minnesota.
Yeah.
And Aaron Gordon was a number one in Orlando. Now he's like a three. There's one other guy who was top five in that era who is clearly not a number one, but man, he could be good.
Who?
Karl Anthony Towns in Minnesota. He ain't a one. We know that. He's big.
Put him in New York.
He can hit. Oh, my gosh.
So I think
that's the kind of guy if you're Phoenix.
By the way, New York, the Knicks, actually, I like their roster. They've got it. Now they got these Obi Toppin. They got a lot of guys. Cam Reddish. They can play.
They got guys.
So my takeaway is Karl Anthony Towns probably has moved out of his prime. But Jalen Brunson.
No, he's still in his prime. But the problem is he didn't look great next to Gobert. There was the Anthony Edwards emerging as the best player on the team.
To me, the Knicks and Karl Anthony Towns, like.
But what are you going to give? Like, Randall's coming off ankle surgery. He might be ready for training camp. Nobody knows he's taking him. Now, here's the other one. If I'm Portland, do I say, can we get a Hail Mary, bring on Karl-Anthony Towns, Kat, and Damian Lillard? Well, do we have something?
Interesting. I see the Warriors, to me, is Karl-Anthony Towns.
He is going to be in high
demand. Because Mike Conley is 100-year... I like Mike Conley, but he's like 37.
Yeah.
So they have Ant Edwards as the two. You have Gobert as your one. Or, you know, your seven.
Seven, yeah.
Okay, so it's like you're losing Karl-Anthony Towns. What you need is scoring at guard and youth. Jordan Poole, Moses Moody, Payton. Like, to me, there's a surplus of guards in Golden State. It's time to kind of get out of small ball.
Like, I think small ball back to the big era.
I would just go get a big that can score. Golden State gets Karl-Anthony Towns with Draymond, Wiggins, Steph, and then you have to get rid of Jordan Poole. I mean, you can say what you want about Minnesota. They need shooting. Do they not? Jordan Poole can hit shots.
I mean, they look disjointed. Like, I don't think they know what they want to be. They have Gobert, but then he wasn't playing. There was the incident with the teammate, Kyle Anderson. They were also missing the wing who punched the wall and broke his hand.
Yeah, let me ask. Yeah, he's a good player.
He's good. At McDaniels, maybe. I'm spacing right now.
Nas
Reed was hurt also. You can get good stuff from him. Like, Minnesota's not far.
No. Minnesota's got athletes in length. Jordan Poole and Ant Edwards. How's that backcourt?
It's very offensive heavy.
Okay, but that's the league. The league is an... The bottom line is Denver's got better offensive players. You could argue the Heat have better defensive players. What's the finals look like?
So next week, the draft is next Thursday. I think Dame's got to be moved before the draft because Portland's holding on to that high pick.
Woo!
Like, I think the next, 9 days are going to be kind of spicy.
Spicy.
Final story. Got to go back to the good football team in New York City, the Jets. Aaron Rodgers building chemistry all offseason.
Yeah.
Sauce Gardner, Garrett Wilson were massive last year. Aaron Rodgers is so geeked about how they could maybe be the best at their position one day.
The thing I like and that I'm encouraging is, more communication across the ball. We get, at some point, possibly the best corner and the best receiver in the NFL is a legit possibility, I think, for those two guys. Maybe not this upcoming year. I still think Devontae is in a league of his own. But those two kids are so talented. But I want to see just more communication between the whole team. That's how we take the next step, is to talk about the things that give us the most issues, to talk about release issues and also what's hard on Garrett. And then Sauce, telling Garrett what's hard on him. But I think right now we got good communication with those guys. They battle, they compete.
Exciting times. Very exciting.
I mean, when the Jets traded up for Sanchez, like, it was exciting. When the Jets had Favre, pretty exciting. Although I was in a different era in my Jets fandom, I was living in New York, but I was like single and trying to be like a playboy,
trying to be
cool.
Sure,
Now, I'm like a grown-up kid. I'm all in this Aaron Rodgers stuff. Remember, I didn't love him 2 months ago. You remember on the show.
I know.
But he's our quarterback now. He's QB1.
You've grown into it.
Yeah.
J-Mac with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Lie News.
Irish Spring. Wake up. Fresh, clean scent. Sensational Irish Spring suds. Filling up the shower. Look for Irish Spring at your local retailer today when the spring hits you.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
What do you get when you combine a three-time Manager of the Year and a three-time National Sports Writer of the Year? It's the Book of Joe podcast. Hey, this is Tom Verducci from Fox Sports, MLB Network, and Sports Illustrated.
And I'm Joe Madden, and we're going to be around to talk a little bit about managerial decisions, playoff games, and what may have occurred in the dugout, maybe in the 1980s.
I can't wait for this, Joe. We're going to dive into what goes on in the dugout and behind the scenes in Major League Baseball.
Cars, wine, whatever else we want to talk about.
Listen to the Book of Joe podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HEARD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HEARD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
You know why I'm rooting for the Denver Nuggets tonight? J-Mac? Because if the Denver Nuggets win, it'll be one of the better NBA playoff runs in recent memory. Like, historic. They're just mowing through everybody. And we will have ourselves... They're a target. They'll be a great NBA team. Like, when Milwaukee won, our only question was, they could win a bunch of these. They could do the Spurs. But then they got old really quick. And there's also a feeling like Milwaukee's not that attractive for players, you know, free agents. Denver's a great city. I mean, you got baseball and hockey and football. And I mean, Russell Wilson chose Denver. That's where he wanted to go. Peyton Manning, his entire family grew up in the South, New Orleans. He played all over the country. He chose to live in Denver. Like, I've never met anybody that lives in Denver who doesn't like living in Denver. You got Aspen, you got the Rockies, the skiing, great golf, great high desert weather. Do we have our... If Denver rolls through it, you start looking around at what Jamal Murray and Jokic and Gordon, and you're like, you have elite pieces all in their prime. This could be like a 4 to 5 year run of multiple titles. That makes sports... Like, next year, I'm like, this is the team. We got ourselves a potential dynasty.
Interesting. I've never been to Denver as a city. What if you don't like skiing? I do not like skiing.
It doesn't
skiing.
Matter. It's great golf. The weather's great because you can be snow one day and sunny the next.
I don't want snow in my life, though. I like sun. So what are the good months to go to Denver? Just the summer?
Almost all of them. No humidity in the summer, high desert.
Should I buy real estate there? You're giving me the hard sell on Denver. Last week it was this Dell's place somewhere in Wisconsin, and I had to Google that over the weekend, and now it's Denver.
No, Denver's a great place. Move the show to Denver. We'd do more Broncos
talk. No. I'm not leaving. Actually, what are the tax situations?
It's the herd.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovis is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovis boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dakovis has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dakovis store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. Stores are great, but it's Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.